Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ratings for chess would go up if everybody played naked. I do think that's he's onto something there. For sure.
Would they?
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
Well, I would watch, just morbid curiosity. Hello there. Welcome to the latest episode of What Did I Miss? My name is Michelle Beadle. I'm joined by Paige in a hallway and Gabe on the inside of a golf ball. We are excited to discuss what is happening in the world of sports. Wow. I don't understand. It's like you're outside the big Epcot thing. Like, I don't know what you're... Where are you?
I'm coming to you from the future, which is... Listeners of this show will know I've been consistently telling you the truth that you will find out a week or two later for many weeks.
Great
now.
Point.
So this is what the future looks like, Beadle. For all you listeners, I'm sorry. This makes no sense.
Right? They're like, this is weird. And click. Yes, Gabe has actually been on point with a lot of things, and I'm sure he will be again as we hurry through these first two topics so we can get to the king of football. But right off the bat, we've got a little bit of a sort of breaking news. Roger Federer officially announcing at the age of 41 his retirement, becoming after next week, right? Mm-hmm. I will say this. Kind of assumed he was retired-ish already. Yes? No? Am I wrong?
I was unaware that he was playing competitive tennis.
What? Okay, no, I disagree. You would have known that if he was retiring,
really?
With all the stuff. Like, look at now. Twitter's crazy. There's going to be like a whole thing for him. He's a legend.
Is that not fake, though, when we do that?
Yeah, but...
I think that's fake Twitter, though, acting like, we already thought
he's one of the greatest tennis players of all time. We can fawn over that for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
He deserves it.
Okay.
That.
I'm not doubting that. But I assumed he just sort of did a Tim Duncan. Like, he just sort of quietly rode off into the sunset. Not like a Serena Williams, where you make a huge deal about your retirement and now immediately drop the nuggets that you, Tom Brady did a real cute thing when he retired and unretired. So, like, let's not do that. Because here's my take on that. And it's just, you are already one of... And I'm not speaking about Serena in general. I'm talking about celebrities, athletes on this level. You are already a small fraction of the population that is adored on a level that is just almost grotesque. So the narcissism is understood and expected. But to retire and then tease that you might unretire, is there no end to the thirst that professional athletes and celebrities alike have for attention and adoration? Did you not get enough of it during your professional playing days? Do you not have a large enough circle of friends and family that you can now focus on without needing validation from a bunch of mouth-breathing fans like ourselves? I don't understand the need to tease a possible unretirement. Go live your life and be loved by those who actually matter. That's it. I hate this. And by the way, your guy did it, Gabe. Your guy did it. And now here we are. I knew this was coming. We got the Tom Brady on retirement, immediately followed by the, that was a cute idea by Serena Williams. And so we're going to continue this bullshit. Can't even, and you know LeBron will do it. LeBron will do the biggest one of these. Can't wait. Cannot wait.
Well, that's our show.
Yeah. Well, the guy who made this, who invented this play, is also in. He's also in the news. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Oh, isn't he? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But hold on. So I think Roger Federer, though, and I'm no huge tennis guy, but Roger Federer feels to me a little different than the other people you just named, because he has always been the most boring and least in the spotlight, and frankly, most accomplished of that tier of star. Like, celebrity has never
Agreed.
Seemed to matter to Roger Federer.
Swiss don't play. The Swiss don't play. Their trains run on time. Their watches kick ass. Their chocolate's delicious. And when they retire, they stay retired. That's a fact. These are four facts. Yeah. So they're also, that's all it is to it. I don't feel like Roger Federer is going to come out and like dangle the unretirement carrot, because it'd be the first time he dangled any sort of anything exciting at all in front of any of us. So it'd be, I mean, it'd be weird, off brand. but weird.
Raising?
Is this the Xanax still talking? Am I still jet lagged?
Like, I don't know, but the dangled jokes were thought we were going somewhere else, and I don't know.
I know you did, you pervert.
This is like the 15th episode in a row that ween have come up in some way. Too many.
Wait.
Here's what I predict happens.
I know.
Here's what I predict happens with Roger Federer. Okay. So good for him. He did have, he's arguably the greatest athlete of all time. I think he's, you know, in that argument. I mean, I'm not making the argument, but people might argue that. At his peak, Roger
people
Federer.
Are people are saying? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
He won like every freaking tournament. He won everything that Nadal didn't win for like a decade.
We're so proud of him.
God, he is boring then because I couldn't even care like all a little bit.
Here's what I predict happens. They do their own version, hopefully with less moral ambiguity, their own version of what LIV is all about in golf. And they're just like, look, we've got the most famous stars of the last 20 years. We're all kind of at the end of our careers. Why don't we just go knock it around in non-competitive ways, but charge more to come see us? And you'd get the three most accomplished tennis players of all time are ready for that stage of life.
Which would be this dude?
Yeah.
Serena?
Oh, well, sure. Her too. But I was thinking Rafa, but Serena. Yeah.
Okay. They could play each other. Like, also, you don't have to have like gender splits. Yeah, you could just play each other.
They could play mixed doubles. How cool would it be to see Serena and Federer versus Nadal and Venus.
Get other sports in there.
It's like the tennis version of Stars on Ice.
Yeah.
Like when you're done competing, you go make some extra cash skating around in a costume. Seems like a dignified way to go out.
They've done stuff like this. Like I think John McEnroe and Jimmy Connors used to do these kinds of things.
What if it was pickleball instead and it was all sports?
What was?
This.
Wait, what was all sports?
If they had anyone that's retired who was famous and good at sports came to a pickleball league and they could play together.
Oh.
This is my bad pitch.
Second highest hottest sport behind F1, actually. Pickleball.
That's what I'm saying. Kevin Durant was playing yesterday.
I know. It looked so weird. Like tall. That racket. It's already weird, but it, just like a toothpick holding something weird. I don't even know what that means. But F1 also happened. Gabe, what'd you think about Monza?
I was really excited for all that came out of Monza. But it's probably better, you know, for us to hear it straight from you. I mean, the audience knows my opinion on all of that. I've been tweeting about it for days. What about you, Beetle? Right. How'd you like Italy?
I had a great time. No, I was there in person, bucket list track to see. It was beautiful. I mean, Ferrari, the Tifosi, if you will, was out in full force. A lot of red, a lot of yellow for the weekend. That was Ferrari's choice. Of course, Ferrari did not win because as long as a man named Max Verstappen is breathing and walking the planet, then everything is his to lose. And that's exactly what happened. Even though he started in seventh, he won the race very, very convincingly. Leclerc second, Russell third. It was fun. Daniel Ricciardo was in it. Ugh! Car had an issue. The race ended on a safety car, which is not the most exciting way to end a race, especially on a weekend like this. I was thinking about it too. It's so anticlimactic. I guess you could compare it to maybe like a tie in football, except for that there is no tie. People still get their points, but it feels like a tie to those who spent an entire weekend and God knows how much money to go to a race like this. It's just such a shit feeling at the end. All the drivers agree, like this is not the way to do it. But it is what it is. Monza was awesome. They've got a few weeks off now. Next up, Singapore. Da, 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 da. I've already started slowly ingesting Xanax into my bloodstream to prepare for that 25-hour flight. So we shall see how that goes out. I did have a mini panic attack, though, yesterday on the plane. The flight from Milan back to London. I was actually crying to the point where the flight attendants, Miss Beetle, are you okay? It's okay. The captain said it was nothing to worry about. It's just regular turbulence. Would you like some vodka? And I was like, yes, I would. P.S. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. So that was fun.
Why was a character from a Dickens novel feeding you vodka at 8 in the morning?
Because that's what they hire at British Airways. Just Dickensian character actors.
Yeah. Miss Beidou.
No, I will. British Airways. Not an ad. British Airways is the shit. Yes, chef's kiss. Would love to fly them. They moved us up. Like they were fantastic. Oh. But that is neither here nor there, because what is truly, truly at play here is the fact that the king of all kings is back. Gabe, football, baby.
Oh, football.
Football.
Week two of me being the show's football analyst.
You're doing great.
Here goes. I'll sum it up quickly.
Okay.
Three big stories out of the NFL. None of them will be surprising. Aaron Rodgers. did not play well, but the story for some reason is that he doesn't have any weapons. It won't be his fault. It'll be his weapons that are the fault.
Can't be that contract. Yeah, okay.
The Cowboys were supposed to be back. They're not, but we'll talk about them anyway. And to the surprise of nobody, Brett Favre, not a great guy.
Brett Favre, piece of shit. All right, okay.
That's the NFL for you.
Wow, that is a really succinct and accurate description, I think, of everything that was surmised from this week. Yeah, so the Aaron Rodgers thing I find interesting because wasn't this the big, hey, once you take that ginormous contract, this is what you can expect. And yet, why are we playing into this narrative that it's not somehow any of his fault? I don't get it. I don't get it. And I never will.
The only way to get it is to spend 3 hours listening to him explain his inner monologue on Joe Rogan. So until you're ready to do that, I think it's going to be a mystery.
We'll shoot you the link.
Yeah.
I'd rather go through 3 more hours of turbulence. Secondly, why? And this one I really don't understand. Why is it that every single year we all have to sit here and listen to the Cowboys are back when I don't remember them ever being back? What is the deal?
It's like the seasons.
Who do they have pictures of? What is the problem?
It's like a ritual.
Right?
It lets you know that football's back.
I don't get it.
The Cowboys being good is sort of, it's the same mindset as like, you know, in the fourth quarter of every game, when anything happens to the losing team, immediately the broadcast booth is like, man, it ain't over. Okay, showing some life. Could be a game. And you're like, they're down 3 scores. Like, there's 4 minutes left. I'm out of here. But they're like,
yeah,
praying that the ratings don't take a dive.
That's what it is.
If the Cowboys are irrelevant from week one onward, it affects the whole league and it hurts numbers. Now,
does it?
The NFL will tell you how great the ratings were week one. Because, duh, the NFL is back. But you need the Cowboys to be relevant because they get so many big games a year.
Which is, again, so then fundamentally the issue is that it's broken. Because why do you, it's like Lucy and Charlie Brown. Why do we do this every year? And every year, Lucy jacks the ball up so that Charlie falls down trying to kick it, and that's the Cowboys. Every year we start this thing with these high expectations based on, mind you, zero things. And then here we are. But they did get beat by Tom Brady, whose wife, perhaps you've heard of her, Gisele Bündchen, is doing a couple interviews here and there. It looks like she's about to full steam ahead in her never-died career, but definitely took a bit of a slowdown in it, and I think now she's coming back bigger and stronger than ever. But yeah, again, Gabe was right from the beginning. Without having said anything, he said a lot. And it turns out, I think you knew what you were talking about, Gabriel. Well done.
I was very, very nervous to speculate wildly on the air about what was going on with Tom Brady in those mysterious 11 days off, and now all the things that I thought and said behind the scenes are starting to trickle out. And so I don't want to pile on and jump in and comment on their marriage, whatever. That's their business, even though I'm not a big Brady fan.
Fair.
Whatever. But obviously it looks like it was a big PR summit for 11 days because now Ms. Bündchen is on the cover of Elle talking about all, you know, yes, these big quotes about it's her time and the future and all that she's done for him, but now it's her turn. Like, you got to orchestrate that kind of stuff. When you got two mega famous people supported by a huge PR apparatus, like you can't just freeball that. You got to sit together in the Bahamas and talk about it for a few days, you know?
Oh, that would suck. That would suck. Paige, are you still with us or are you muted? Why would you mute yourself? Makes no sense.
Well, Beetle, the hallway that I'm in overlooks a valet parking situation, so I'm eagle-eyed paying attention when there are cars coming in, and I mute myself for the benefit of our listeners.
That is really smart on your part.
Yeah, thanks.
Beetle, for the listeners, if we've described my background, I'm here in the future.
Yeah.
Paige is somewhere in the distant past.
Like, where is she?
Her technology is...
It's
from 1992.
I'm in LA. I'm in a hotel.
It really is. You're like at a small dentist's office in middle America. Like, where are you right now?
How dare you speak that way about what Dr. Jones?
Deal? Where do you find these places?
It's quite a practice.
It looks like Dr. Jones' office. Yeah. Do you want to, by the way, well, no, let's save it for the end because I want you to tell people what you're doing in Los Angeles and we'll wait till the end. So yes. And Russell Wilson lost, also knocked me out of my pick'em league. Thank you
me
for
too,
nothing. Man. It was that awful suit that he wore. He's so cheesy. I cannot say it enough. But more importantly, I want to make sure that we all reiterate for the people in the back. And this is coming from Gabe and myself. And there was a time, full disclosure, that we borderline idolized Brett Favre. But it was more the legend, the Brett Favre gunslinger. And we did mock commercials for Wranglers and whatnot. Sure. Okay. We want to also say, much like our friend Jeff Perlman, who wrote the book on Brett Favre and is now persuading and hoping that people will never purchase that book again. Well done, Jeff. That Brett Favre is, in fact, a human steaming pile of trash. And no one should be shocked anymore at this point. And for those of you paid to speak on these topics who keep asking, why would someone do this? Let's stop being dumb and stupid and naive. Why would anyone in a position of the haves and power take from those who have no fighting legs to stand on and have everything to lose? Well, simply put, because they can and they don't give a shit. And it's 100% that simple. We have to stop acting surprised when people do things that perhaps we find to be morally disgusting. That's not how those brains operate. So he is being accused of taking money and lots of it from people who very much needed it and seems to show no remorse for it whatsoever. And we will see how this all plays out. But for the record, I'd like to state that he is garbage, and that is how we are going to leave it at that until otherwise proven. But I don't think we'll ever be proven wrong. I really don't. Not on this one. And it's a disappointment, but also not a surprise. By far is how that ends.
What will be crazy is who tries to defend him.
Mm.
You know, because of how things work these days, some people will be like, I don't like the people who are criticizing him. I'm going to back my way into an argument of defense for Brett Favre, and then they'll tell on themselves. Let's see who those people are.
Somehow, those of us calling him names will be probably called woke or the like. Somehow this will be put into those categories. So I can almost name at least five right off the top that I think will defend Brett Favre, but I won't, because I'm here to spread love and harmony. Fantasy teams, one loss, 1-1. I'm proud to say, though, that my ladies league team crushed Summer Sanders week one.
Pew! See you later, Summer.
Looks like I'm back, baby.
Say more about the ladies league team. Killed. What's that about?
Yeah. Yeah, Summer Sanders is the reigning champ, so much so that she actually did our draft Wednesday of last week wearing her WWE style championship belt. But yes, week one, I crushed her by about 30 points. I feel pretty good about that. I forgot who do I play this week? I got to look up who I play this week, but it's a good league. It's basically any woman that you've ever seen speak football on a high level. Lindsay Rhodes, Cynthia Freeland, Anita Marks, like it's Tracy Wolfson. Like it's just every woman you've ever seen doing football, anything. So yeah, Amber Theo Harris, now friend of the show. I think we can consider her such, having been on here once. But yes, that is where we are. And that's all I got. Paige, do you have any takes from football before we take a break?
No, I would like to share, though. So I rejoined fantasy. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. I haven't done fantasy football in like 5 years. I just was kind of burnt out on football stuff in my like real life. I'm back this year playing in the same league. It's 12 women, similar to yours. And I lost, but my matchup, I would have beat the other 14 teams in the league, but I lost to one other person that beat me by 3 points.
Oh, yes, that does happen sometimes. It's very frustrating because, you know, at the end it's zero, but I know what you're saying. I happened to, in my other league that I lost, I happened to play a guy who had three different dudes with over 120 points each. Like, that's just a fluke week. That ain't going to happen again. I mean, he had, I think, 200 more points than anyone else in the league. I just happened to play him in week one. It's not that I lost. I lost respectively, if that's even possible.
But the other thing is, we haven't talked about the most exciting thing. Tonight's game.
Oh, shit. Okay, go on.
Tonight's game is going to be wild. I am very, 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 very excited about it. That's it.
I'm sorry, was that your review?
That's my review. My preview is I'm fucking excited.
That's it? That's your take? Is tonight's game going to be good?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
The game that's been billed on the calendar for the past 6 months.
Good prediction. Good prediction, Paige. This is hard-hitting stuff, man. I don't know if I want to try to debate
Thanks, guys.
That is hard-hitting.
No, you can't.
Hold on. I'm going to write it down. How many varies was it? Very, very...
Four.
Very, very...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh, that's a lot to live up to.
I think the Chiefs are going to win. I want the Chargers to win. That's my opinion.
You think the Chiefs are going to win. You want the Chargers to win.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Way to take stand. I love it.
Here's a little analysis that that really did come up in my house. So who are the Chargers playing?
Oh, God.
The Chiefs. Are the Chiefs good? They're very good. Better than the Chargers? Probably. Will the Chargers win? We hope so. But will they win? I don't know. That's why we have to watch. And that was the conversation, which I think was more enlightening than very, very, very good.
Yeah. Well, shout out to those 4-year-olds.
Yes. Oh, it was. It was. It's also really the makings of a perfect commercial tease for... So Thursday's what? Amazon now, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amazon should have used that as a commercial. I think that was brilliantly written. Paige, now yours not so much.
I'm still available.
We're taking a break. We're going to scold Paige off the air and we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, Lord. All right. We are back. Things. I can tell you that I've definitely missed things. I say it every week. Usually I miss nothing. I know I missed some stuff this week because I was away and trying to enjoy a couple days off in Italia. So who's starting this segment?
I will start against your wishes.
That's really setting me up for topic number two is a career
That's
ender,
right.
But I'll try. Go that ahead with topic right. number one.
You do your best, though. All right, Beads, I don't know if you saw this, but the Browns have a new half field logo, a new image at half field, but it's actually an old image in some ways. It's an elf. It's Brownie the Elf specifically, which is an original franchise logo from the 40s. So my question for you is this like cool vintage or is this nightmare inducing terrifying?
It's delicious. The 40s were also a time in which sexually harassing women was considered just part of the average day. So yes, I do appreciate the irony of let's go back to a time when things were just easier for men. You know, you were allowed to wear a washcloth as a waist towel and ask for a massage from a female and nobody gave a damn in the 40s. So I say, well done, Cleveland. Way to throw it back to a simpler, better time. Also, this is stupid. Like it looks like a Keebler elf. How in the world does this team continue to do stupid thing? It's like, I don't want to be cliche. Like, I don't want to pile on the city of Cleveland or the Browns. Like, it's just too easy. But my goodness, they really do make it quite simple, don't they? An elf. An elf. Guys.
An elf.
I mean, they
elf.
Sort of boxed themselves in when they made their team name a color. Really working with a short stack of opportunities here.
The Browns!
Okay.
I can't wait to see what they do next. I really can't.
Just the shit, the poop emoji. That would be fun.
Yes, just
lean in.
That would have been awesome. Or put like a miniature towel around the elf at halftime. Then I think it's just you've touched on all subjects and
crazy.
It just emphasizes who they are as a team. I love it. What did Jimmy and Dee say? Did they have anything good to say about this? Probably not.
Jimmy and Dee?
Who?
Yeah. I love them. Isn't that their names?
The Haslams?
The Haslams?
Ah, okay. I didn't know if that's where you were going.
Isn't that their names? DD and J?
Yeah.
All right. We're not on a first name.
Jeez. Oh, we are.
I think the problem is that the Browns, you know, we advocated on this show many months ago for the normalization of sports divorce and tried to comfort Browns fans and say, it's okay. Just separate. It was a nice run. Just get on with your life. Find someone new. But they stayed in this relationship and then they won week one and they might win a few games without Deshaun and they might forget how awful this past few months have been and they might just move on as though there was no damage done. That's my worry for Cleveland fans.
No, that's exactly what will happen. It's what always happens in sports. It just hurts for a minute and then we turn on something else. We'll see. We'll see. But yes, great logo. Love it. Can't wait.
Today's show is a real upper.
It really is. Do we have anything fun and exciting and new? Oh, great.
It's fun and it's risky. It's risky. but I'm gonna go for it.
Good luck. You're gonna do great.
I'm reporting the facts as reported by some sort of British outlet.
Yes.
All right. So listen, the chess community is up in arms right now.
Oh no.
Magnus Carlsen, a very accomplished chess player, withdrew from a big tournament recently after losing to a big underdog named Hans Niemann. Now, Hans Niemann has been accused of cheating and admitted to cheating in the past, but for some reason he was in this big match with Magnus Carlsen. However, there are now accusations that Hans cheated by getting wireless anal beads that vibrated inside of him, indicating the correct move as determined by a computer with an accomplice. He said, "This is nonsense," and to prove it, he will play naked. So, Beetle.
Interesting.
I just want to know, do you think that this guy was cheating or just trying to have a good time while he played chess?
Honestly, there are so many thoughts on this. First of all, so is the set of wireless anal beads connected via Bluetooth to the computer program that is then giving him the information? Or is there a buddy with a remote that's buzzing him and to say, like, yes, do that? Or are the anal beads performing Morse code inside of him to tell him what to do next? Also, playing naked won't prove anything, no, but I do like his...
He'd have to play naked and then some.
With an x-ray machine.
Or in a very strange position, but...
But I do think the ratings for chess would go up if everybody played naked. I do think that's... He's onto something there, for sure.
Would they?
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
I would watch, just morbid curiosity. 100% you guys would watch. 100%.
Maybe the first one. I'm not, like, tuning in to watch some shriveled dudes move things around a board.
Naked dudes playing chess? You're not watching that?
No.
Just for shit. We watch way worse things on a daily basis.
Like the actual chess players, yes, or just like hot people playing chess? Those are different.
I'm sure some are hot accidentally. You know?
I don't
know.
Gotta
be at least one hot one.
I'm sure there's been a hot chess player or two.
There's definitely been a hot chess. Let's get some research on that. Get back to us by the next episode.
Done.
This is awesome.
Can I address your question? I think... On the Bluetooth point, if this man could get Bluetooth to work inside of his butt, then I'd like to know how he did that, because I cannot get Bluetooth to work just in my ears.
In your car.
I've never tried it up my own ass. So, good
on
him.
Well, he's a genius, clearly.
Well, these are alleged beads, and they do something during the matches.
Are you saying alleged beads or alleged beads?
And then did you follow it with doo-doo?
The anal beads are alleged. I did, yeah. Everything about this sentence is tough right now. Just stay with me. The anal beads are alleged. Not proven. One point. Mm-hmm. Second point.
How are we going to prove it?
During the matches, they do a, every, I think, 15 minutes, they do a, like, check for frequency waves and stuff. So if this is happening, this
room?
Is at a very, yeah, to make sure people aren't like cheating and communicating out with others, et cetera. So if it is happening, this is very, very like high level espionage.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Was it the anal beads part that made you do more research on this particular topic than any other topic we've ever done on this show?
Yes.
Is that what got you to really read into it?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Tells me a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just double checking. Paige is a weirdo. Next.
And the chess.
I will not kink shame on this show.
Thanks,
I just
girl.
Will not.
I don't know how we get out of that for a segue, so...
You just pull it out and keep going. That's it.
I'm quitting. This is terrible.
Oh, don't worry. We'll take care of that, Paige.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Brutal. Mm-hmm. Boxing is back. Canelo GGG again.
Finally.
For the 100 millionth time. There's a lot of boxing that's happening, which is very exciting. But the real question is, does Jake Paul deserve all the credit for saving this sport? Is it all Jake Paul? Do we thank our Sky Daddy Jake Paul for this action?
God, I can't live in a world in which these words are said. I can't. But I have purchased Paul Brother Boxing matches And I have not purchased other quote unquote real boxing matches. So as much as it pains me to say, there's something to it. I mean, it's more of a freak show kind of thing to watch. The Canelo Triple G thing, just, I feel like I'm in a time vortex. Like, we didn't even have the last 3 years. Why? Other than, I mean, the obvious being the money grab for them, but why would anyone care about Canelo and Triple G right now in the year 2022? I actually thought it was a typo or that I'd gone back in time. So, yeah, I guess the Paul brothers, sure. Tyson Fury was fun because he's a character. But I don't know that I would say boxing is back, even though I know they desperately want it to be. And I wish it was for some, maybe not for others.
Can I ask a really basic question that
obviously
I hope one of you knows the answer to? I've been ashamed to ask this for a long time because I did some work in boxing and I had to act like I knew what I was talking about for a couple of years there. I never asked, what's the third G in Triple G? Like, where are we getting the third G from?
Yeah, because it's Gennady Golovkin.
Gennady Golovkin, right? And I'm surely not saying it the way he would say it. So is it possible that, like, in his language, one of those names is spelled with an extra G?
Oh, no.
His middle name.
No, because it's Gennady Gennadyevich Golovkin.
Oh, it's right
also
there.
Known by his nickname, Triple G. It's on the wiki.
It's right there.
Gennady Gennadyevich Golovkin.
Yep. God, that's a mouthful for a little kid. Yeah. All right. From Kazakhstan.
40
but
years
old.
Yeah,
he's 40 years old, and I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
There's nothing against those two guys. Like, I just don't know who cares. Other than Q.
I got a question about Jake Paul then.
Obby.
Because you said you've watched some of these and you've paid attention.
I really have.
So he fought a bunch of guys who'd never really fought before, and he embarrassed a few of them. And he trains and he takes this seriously and, like, whatever. We don't have to like him. In his mind, he's legit.
Yes.
Anderson Silva is like an actual fighter. And Anderson Silva might not be on board for the same like silliness that, you know, some of these other guys were on board for. He might just want to go kick this guy's ass. Can that happen?
Well, that's, again, this is the brilliance in this formula that the Paul brothers have concocted. Because that is exactly what's going to get us to pay for this again. Is because all of us who are familiar with who Anderson Silva is are saying the exact same thing right now to each other. Oh, I don't know. I don't think they're going to get this guy to pay. You know, I don't think they're going to get him to fall. Like, there's no way they're going to let him or convince him to look stupid and less than Jake Paul for whatever amount of money. And that's what's going to get us to pay again. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's the exact same turnout that we've seen time and time again, because that's the brilliance of what Jake and Logan Paul have figured out. So yeah, I'm with you on that. Like, in my mind, I think Silva's not going to play this game. No way. But I'm going to pay for it, and he's probably going to lose, and here we are, happening again. Brilliant. I am actually quite jealous of the formula that they've made, because it's making them tens and hundreds of millions of dollars. So good for them. America, am I right?
Well, one guy is not going to get a fight with Jake Paul is Adrian Peterson.
I did see that video.
No.
Yikes.
That was rough.
Made me sad.
Why?
I know that people don't, it's not about how much I do or don't like Adrian Peterson. It just made me sad that somebody who earned $100 million and was the best at a thing and is still in great shape and could try to be doing something redeeming in his life is getting knocked out by Le'Veon Bell in front of a few hundred people. It just made me sad. I don't know.
So it made you sad, like in a pathetic sympathy kind of way. Like, what are you doing?
I felt sad for myself for watching it. I felt sad for them for participating in it. I felt sad for anyone who went and paid money. I just felt sad.
That's actually. No, I think if you went and paid money for it, you are who you are. Like, I don't think you should feel bad for those people.
Okay.
Because you know what you knew exactly what this is going to be. Le'Veon Bell, though, P.S., does not look like he's taking this lightly. Like, this is like a career change, it looks like, for him. Like, he's all in, which is kind of weird also. But, yeah, I don't know. Because so the end of the day, you never know why someone's doing this. Like, I think the cynics in us are assuming, like, oh, you know, do you have money issues? Like, did somebody take money from you? Did you not do well? Like, who knows, right? We assume that. But it also could just be like, some people just want to do this. Like, maybe a little sick in the head. I'm not sure. But or always fancied themselves a bit of a warrior fighter and thought this would be my way of showing the world. I have no idea. And but, I can't even assume. On. But yeah, that video of Adrian Peterson getting knocked out is...
If that's the case and you genuinely want to make a switch in a sport, wouldn't you spend like years training, like doing the right stuff, getting the basics, like before jumping into something public? Like if you were really serious about it? No, am I wrong?
No, that's not the world we live in.
I know it's not, but I'm just saying like, I just, I think I understand the desire to like learn something new, but.
But if you already kind of like, if you were doing boxing as a workout, like Le'Veon Bell, I think has had this as his regimen, right? Like
yes.
Boxing, whatever. So if you already think that, then, you know, you don't think you're that far off. And your opponent is sort of on the same level seemingly. So if there was ever a way to jump right into something new, it'd be like on that level. But yeah, you're right. I don't know. I'm with Gabe. It's sad, and I'm definitely not paying to watch that ever.
Nope.
Ever. You know what I would pay to watch? And I already cheated, and I looked ahead at the next one. The next one. I would pay to watch this.
Are we talking about Mike Tyson?
I mean, it's still boxing, isn't it?
It's segue.
Yeah, so Mike Tyson and Ric Flair. I think this is a Q special, so I'll do what we always do and read it word for word. Mike Tyson and Ric Flair were smoking blunts together at a weed conference, which begs the question, which two retired athletes you would smoke with if you could?
Oh my God.
It just begs that.
Gotta pick two.
The question is begged.
It does beg that question. Who would I smoke weed with? Retired. Still living, right? We're just retired?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know. Have you guys thought about it? Do you have two that you just right off the bat?
My answer has more to do with my own psychology while smoking weed than who I necessarily want to hang out with. I need to be around people who aren't going to like make me paranoid and kill a good time for me. So like certainly not Mike Tyson. I don't want to be around Mike Tyson when I'm super stoned.
No, I do not.
Yeah. Somebody like Gronk is on the board. He seems
that's
like
a good one.
Jolly and fun.
Bill Walton, I feel like is an obvious because he's already there.
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
Right. Like nothing bad's going to happen with Bill Walton. You're just going to laugh.
Safe space.
God.
I think, you know what? This will surprise people. I think I'm going to go with Brady and Rodgers together.
Wow.
That doesn't stress you out?
No, man. I would just lay some traps, see what comes out of him when he lets his guard down.
I mean, that's not bad. Man, that's a good one.
No, but I mean the tension of the two of them with you.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I'd like to see Russell Wilson high.
Oh, God.
He's such a dork that I feel like I don't know which way he would go if he were to be high. I cannot tell. He does such nerdy cheese dick things now as a like stone cold sober that like what happens when he smokes?
Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
I mean,
okay.
That's a good one for me.
Denver.
Paige?
I liked your Bill Walton answer.
Who?
That would be mine. Bill Walton.
Oh, okay.
A national treasure.
That's a good one. Although I feel like he's kind of high all the time.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting any bonus material out of that. Like if I'm going with Brady, I'm like, here, man, like fuck, deflating balls, man, that's fucking good.
Oh my God.
And he's like, yeah, bro, let me tell you about that. You know, like that's kind of what I'm hoping for.
So you're treating your weed as like a truth serum.
Yeah.
Like you want it to be a truth serum. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes more sense.
Finally.
All right. I could see that.
Feel good about 20 years of losing to the Patriots.
Who's like really funny. That's who I would want to be around. Who's going to make me laugh.
What if you had Eli and Tom Brady together smoking weed?
That's good.
That could be fun.
I like that.
Like you need two rivals.
Or the Manning cast, they're just baked.
You know what? I wish there were different people in charge at the Worldwide because that could be a great episode. Yeah. Like they could go live. They could do it live from Peyton's house in Colorado. Boom, done. No laws broken. Moving on.
Ricky Williams can sponsor it. The Heisman.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Company. Like that would actually be fun. I like the Manning cast anyways. I have no negatives towards it. So, but if you made them both high, chef's kiss.
Nice.
That's the only way we could improve it.
Sounds like somebody's volunteering herself for a future booking. Let's go. You got a Jets game on Monday night. Bring Beetle in for the second quarter.
Yeah, but I'm not. Now I'm in Texas. I have to go to California. Actually, just go straight to Colorado. Get some good stuff. Keep it rolling, guys. Keep it rolling. What else? Oh, God. I just can't look. Is this a picture episode? Just next one.
Paige needs to describe this. I don't know what the F this
yeah,
is.
Yeah. Again, the real question here is, here's a photo of Kyle Kuzma's New York Fashion Week is this week and last week, this week. And this is what our
all
guy
weeks,
wore.
Every week, yep.
It really is all week. Oh, Kyle Kuzma. And could you maybe describe this photo for people who are not watching on YouTube?
Could I describe this photo? So I know that people like listening or whatever probably aren't up to date on what Moncler, the fashion house, has done in the last few years. But this is very Moncler-esque. But I believe this was for Puma. I don't know if it's a collaboration or not. But what it looks like is the bottom half, it's all black, first of all. The top half has a very sort of Joan of Arc vibe. He's wearing a hoodie top, a shiny vest covering long sleeve black. The bottom half looks like an inflatable costume from Ursula, from Little Mermaid. That's the bad guy, I believe. And it has a very balloon-esque, puffy, just weird.
That's what you
it's
see?
It's just weird. Yeah, I see Ursula. What do you see?
I see two winter coats sewn together, made into a dress.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of like Ursula.
Puffy coats.
I mean, I can send you a picture of Ursula. You'll see what I'm talking about.
No, the Ursula thing makes sense, but I think they literally just stitched together two jackets from Uniqlo and called it designer fashion.
It's innovation, Gabe.
Yeah, it's basically puffy coats made into a giant skirt. It is. It isn't. And it's probably very expensive. And I swear to God, it looks like Moncler. Moncler has like a $7,000 coat thing that looks just like this and skirts that look just like this, which is crazy. So, yeah, fashion is not for me. I like looking at the pictures. I think it's hilarious, but that's not wearable at all. No. What the? I'm sorry. Keep going.
We've got more stories to rapidly fire through here.
Go.
This one is Danger Zone. I don't know if we know the answer to the question I'm about to ask. Do we know why Von Miller had a triangle of hair shaved into the back of his head?
Illuminati. Next question.
Yep. Mike McDaniels, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, shares that while he was an assistant coach with the 49ers, presumably when he was working very, very hard, he, quote, used to be able to make it from Sunday to Wednesday without showering. Beetle, you've been traveling from about Sunday to Wednesday. Did you shower?
Yes, but in my real life, I tend to go from Sunday to Thursday without showering. So, child's play. Not impressed.
Beautiful.
Like, that's not even that hard to do. Especially for dudes. Like, you don't really need to wash your hair. You're wearing ball caps. Hello, I wear ball caps every freaking episode. So there's a reason for that. So, yeah. Now, does he smell great? I don't know. Everyone's got their own secrets on how to keep that going. I will not give you mine.
All right. Paige, last one. Bring it home.
Yeah, last one. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers saw a photo of himself from the 2022 NFL Honors, and that's what made him get a haircut. So, have you ever regretted a haircut? And if so, what was it?
Oh, so you think he regrets his haircut already?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I think he misses the bun.
Yeah, he's just turning into some weird, like, I don't know. It reminds me of Hot Topic the store. That's what he looks like now to me. Like the face of Hot Topic. Or a man going through a crisis of some sort. I'm not, or both. Yeah, it's just very sort of like, you know, Dungeons and Dragons meets Cool Kid meets Crisis. That's how I feel. But it's not, but that's to say though, it's not the worst haircut I've ever seen. I actually, dare I say, like it better than the man bun.
So oh, I sorry. I meant the man bun. Like the man bun was bad. The haircut's fine.
Oh, you thought the man bun
was
bad.
Yeah, sorry.
Haircut.
Reverse that. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I did not like the man bun. I did not like it. It was too much. So yeah, this is way better, but also just, man, it's a lot of Aaron Rodgers news, not for football. It's weird.
Sorry.
It's what we're here for, Beetle.
Thanks, bud.
It's what we do best.
I guess we're taking a break, coming back, wrapping things up, and let's do it. We're back to wrap things up, but not before we hear from you guys. Paige, what do you have?
Yeah, we have a text from Janice. So Janice says, never miss an episode. Thanks for all the laughs. Think you would appreciate this question I play with my friends. What text would you send your friends? On the outside, it seems totally normal, but your friends would know something is terribly wrong and they need to send help. For example, if Gabe ever texted you guys, quote, I have to say I have come around on Tom Brady as the greatest football player ever, we would maybe know to call 911. And she says hers is, quote, I think I'm moving to Florida. My friends immediately know they need to call 911.
That's funny because my first thing was almost a Florida related one as well. That's really good, actually, Janice. That is oof. None of mine are, but here's the problem. None of mine. Okay, fine. Mine would be, I think I found Jesus. And that's how you know.
I would be extremely suspicious if you said that.
Yeah. That's my friends would know immediately. Something bad is happening. You guys?
Paige?
There's nothing's good about these.
What? I feel like I text you guys weird shit all the time anyway, Paige, so this
Paige,
is tricky.
The text from Paige would be something like, my Wi-Fi is working perfectly, guys. Everything's totally normal over here.
I've never had better Wi-Fi in my life.
Yeah, my house is definitely a good place for Wi-Fi.
Good God. Gabe?
Yeah, well, I think Janice nailed it. She must listen closely. Thank you, Janice. That's exactly what I was going to say, and then she got right to it.
I know. I think she did nail it. By the way, Paige, where are you and why are you there? I just want to get it out there. We have to.
Oh, I'm in L.A.
Aren't you in L.A.?
Yes. In L.A., Gabe and I are doing a triathlon on Sunday. So we're going to swim, bike, run our little butts through Malibu.
Pooties. Are you prepared? Like, is there anything else left to do?
I think I'm as prepared as I'm going to be at this point. So now I'm just excited and nervous.
Exciting. This is exciting.
Stretch and hydrate. And we're raising money. Paige did a very good job raising money. Beetle, we'll hit you up on the side for a bit of your F1 show. Raising some money for a children's hospital.
Love it.
Competing as a team. Very small team, but a team nonetheless. Okay. And hopefully everyone survives without injury.
That's
surviving
advance.
Your prayer.
Well done.
So no show next week if that doesn't happen. Otherwise, we're back then.
I'm excited for you guys. I know I can't wait to hear all about it. Paige, follow Paige on Instagram. She's been posting pictures of her practicing with silly faces where goggles have been too tight. So I cannot wait to see how Sunday plays out for you guys. It's going to be good. I would never do it. That's it. That's it for us. This has been What I Missed. Reminder, voicemails, text 631-397-0403. Good luck to you both.
Thanks, Paige.